It's getting close to Christmas bird count time. We'll continue to tell you about the counts that are going on throughout northern Minnesota. But we're going to find out a little bit more about Christmas bird counts, why they're important. Steve Weston is joining us this morning. He's the Christmas bird count coordinator for Audubon and the Minnesota Ornithologists Union. And he's from Eagan joining us this morning. Steve, thanks so much.
Oh, it's good to be here.
Good morning, Steve. John Latimer here. I suppose, thinking of Sesame Street, we could call you Count Steve.
Yes.
So what does it mean to be the coordinator for the Christmas bird count?
That's a difficult question. It's helping people start counts, helping people get the counts going, making sure that they're connecting and setting up their dates and following the protocols, which is very simply counting all the birds that they see, checking on what birds when they report a flock of 25 song sparrows in Duluth, we might say, wait a second. If you had reported one, nobody would have questioned it, but there aren't going to be 25 of them. What did you see?
There is always that.
And, you know, being there to answer questions and you know, help people get things working. Last year we had some 2,000 people participating in over 80 counts throughout the state. And this is the 120th year of the Christmas bird count. It's the longest citizen science project in the world.
That's very interesting, Steve. With that many counts, how difficult is it to say organize another count? Let's say I called you and said, Steve, I want to have a count. Walk me through what I'd need to do.
Well, we've got to decide where the area is that you're going to count.
I want to stop right there for a second and say, are you centering counts around areas that might be ecologically interesting or bird friendly, as opposed to just randomly selecting an area?
We are centering counts around areas that people want to count the birds.
Ah, okay.
So, yes, there are areas that are interesting, like, you know, people are counting up at Sac Zim, where there really aren't that many people, or up by Isabella. Isabella has one of the highest number of counters, and there is no roads practically.
Yeah.
So they're out there, you know, sled dogs some years, snowshoes, snowmobiles, you know, cross-country skis. And then, you know, down in Duluth, there's where the people are. And there's lots of feeders, and some people are sitting in their home and looking out the window and trying to figure out how many chickadees are actually visiting. It's not how many chickadees you know, how many times a chickadee comes to the feeder. It's how many chickadees are there that are coming to the feeder.
Yeah, that's a puzzle because I have a good friend who talks to us every Tuesday morning, and he said that he took a 5-minute span of time at his feeder and counted how many chickadees visited the feeder, and the number was 100 in 5 minutes. And
right.
And,
yes.
And whether that's 10 really active chickadees or 20 or 30, how does a person know?
Right. Well, you know, for the feeder watches, we tell them, you know, there's, on some of them, it's how many birds of that species do you actually see at one time?
Ah.
Chickadees, you know, it's what direction are the chickadees coming from? Oh, I got 5 coming from the left and 4 coming from the right. You know, there's 9 chickadees. Well, it might be, you know, 20 chickadees. But
yeah, you
know, it's hard to come up with a number. On cardinals, it might be very easy to conclude that you've only got 4 cardinals. Although I was sitting at a feeder helping somebody, and we counted 13. Cardinals at their feeders.
Wow. I'd like to live there.
So Steve, why does a bird count matter, would you say?
Well, what you're getting with, since we're going back to the same area year after year after year, you get trends and you can figure out what's going on. And with the people counting, things show up that you don't know. Like, for example, cardinal. Everybody knows, or people who are aware of what's going on are aware that the cardinals are expanding their range. But one of the things that showed up in the counts is over the last 20 years, the population of cardinals is actually dropping.
Hmm.
When you control for the number of people that are out there looking at the cardinals, you see a significant trend down, even though the numbers are going up because the number of participants are going up, but you see a decrease in the number of cardinals in the state. And nobody knew that. It was a surprise. And things like that will show up because you have the numbers that you can look at what's going on over time. And when you look at, some of the counts, I'm working on one count in northern Anoka County that this will be the 74th year.
Wow.
that people are getting out there and counting the birds. And other counts in northern Minnesota, this 30, 40, 50 years is not at all uncommon. And you can look back, and there are all kinds of trends you can see. Evening grosbeaks used to be common in the state in the winter.
Yeah.
And they've virtually disappeared from the state.
Yeah. Say, on that same note, I participate in the count here in Grand Rapids, and it seems to me, and this is only my own impression, that the number of pileated or pileated woodpeckers is increasing. Is that something that's backed up by the numbers, or is it my own perception because where I happen to be, there happen to be more?
No. You're right on there. One of the things that we're seeing is that the feeder birds, the birds that you see around your house year-round coming to the feeders, they're going up. Chickadees and nuthatches and most all of the woodpeckers, the common woodpeckers, are all doing very well. Woodpeckers are each year, we're getting near record numbers of them year after year.
I have one question, and then we're kind of going to have to wrap it up here, but I'm curious, what would you say to a person to encourage them to join a Christmas bird count? Somebody maybe who likes birds but really doesn't have a lot of experience, would like to get involved. How would you encourage them to join?
Well, I always think of the first Christmas bird count I went on. I turned to the old guy I was going out with, and I said, well, I can recognize a lot of the birds, but I don't know any of the bird songs. He said, well, you have an advantage over me. I can't hear them. You can find, if you find them, we'll identify them. You know, there's a lot of older birders out there who need new people who don't know their birds because they've got the good eyes and ears to help them find the bird.
That is so true. I'm one of those old guys. I can't hear it.
Well, every time I go birding, it's a hearing test. So,
indeed.
You can find a Christmas bird count near you in Minnesota by going to MOUMN.org/CBC. That's Steve Weston, the coordinator. Steve, it was great talking with you today. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Heidi. John, it was a pleasure.
Thanks.